Dave, and what a true, true song that is. If you were the only person on this earth, Jesus would have died for you. And if you were the only person on this earth, he would have had to die for you so that you could go to heaven. Because we're all sinners. Amen. All right. Pray for Al Hintz, son of Jack and Rana. He has a very serious staph infection. Many have been praying for him, but continue to do so. I saw Rana come in, and no surgery today. Okay. All right. Very, very serious, though. Remember him in prayer, please. Well, as you can see, our banner is up. Go ye therefore, and as always, Tim's done an excellent job on all the promotional items and the banner and the bulletins. Everything looks real nice for our missions conference next week. And I'm going to preach this morning on our theme, Go Ye Therefore, because for the first time, I'm not going to preach during the conference. God just laid on my heart to let the missionaries do all the speaking, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited about you getting to hear them. I think it's always a shame that we don't hear missionaries preach. They're preachers, and I want to hear them preach, and they get to preach several times now, and so we're looking forward to that. But I want to give you the reason for the theme. Go ye therefore. I've never preached this message, it's a brand new message, but I'm not sure I've ever preached on those words before, go ye therefore. And so God just really burdened my heart about it, and just want to try to help you understand what that means. Go ye therefore. Father, I pray you bless the preaching. And Lord, we need you now to meet with us and give us from your word exactly what we need. And I pray you'll guide us, Lord, and direct us, and then that we'll make decisions that we need to make, and our lives will be different because of today, I pray. And Father, we need your help during our conference. We ask that you will just speak to our hearts during the conference. Be with each speaker and give them your power, Lord, and help them to help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ye therefore. And that, of course, is our theme for this year's missions conference. Of course, you recognize this passage as the Great Commission. And sad to say, for a lot of churches and even a lot of Christians, it's the Great Omission. It's kind of been left out. It's been excluded anymore from a lot of churches, a lot of thinking of Christians. In other words, well, we hope people will get saved. And of course, a lot of churches don't even preach how to be saved, and afraid they might offend somebody, because it always starts off with, we're all sinners. And folks get offended at that. But that is still the Great Commission that we need to tell people how to be saved and tell them about the gospel. But here's the thing I wanted to get your attention with this morning, and that is in verse 19, where our theme comes from, go ye therefore. There's a key word there. Obviously, the word go, we'll talk about that, and ye, we'll certainly talk about that. We kind of overlook therefore. And, you know, we all know, you know, therefore, you need to find out what it's there for. Amen. Well, in this particular case, it is very, very important. And in every case where it's the Word of God, it's important. But I've never preached on, I've heard messages and preached on this passage before, but never really considered the therefore. And the therefore is absolutely crucial. It is critical in reference to go ye. And the therefore, if you know anything about therefore, you know that it is going to go back to, and it's going to go back to what was just said. So he's saying, go ye therefore, or go ye on the basis of what I just said, go ye. Well, what did he just say? Here's what he said. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, go, he says. Therefore, I've got something for you to do. He says, all power is given unto me. That's what Jesus said. And so on the basis of me having all this power, he says, go ye. He says, since all power is given unto me, since I now have all power in heaven, all power on earth, I have all power, it's given unto me, he says, therefore, go ye. Wow. And so I want to show you three things about this passage. Now we understand what it's there for. All power is given unto me. Number one is His power. So clear here. His power. It says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, in the English, we use the word power and we say power, and it does mean all kinds of different things. We simply say the word power. But in the Greek language, and we're not going to do a Greek lesson or anything like this, but there, the Greeks used three different words to kind of show what kind of power it's talking about. One of those words is exousia, which means authority. Another word is dunamis, which means, it's kind of like where we get the word dynamite. It means power or strength. And literally, most of the time, it's talking about God's supernatural strength and power. And then there's iskus, which is more of a same idea, a strong or strength. But here it's the word is exousia, which is authority. And I say that because obviously the word power is used later on, and we're going to talk about that tonight a little bit more. But he says, I have authority. That's the power he's talking about. He says, I have all authority, all power, all authority is given unto me. Jesus said, I have the authority to tell you to go, but I have authority so you can go. I have authority in heaven. I have authority on earth. I am the authority, and there will be no door that you cannot enter. There will be no gate that can stop you because I'm the authority. All power is given unto me. He said, all authority is given unto me. Look at John 3, verse 35. John chapter 3, verse 35. And we'll look at several verses, many, many verses we could look at, but because of time, we'll just look at a few. John chapter 3, verse 35. Jesus said, all power, all authority is given unto me. I'm in charge of this whole thing. John 3, verse 35. The Bible says this, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. Well, that's good. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. He said, all power is given unto me. I mean, we all look at the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world. And we understand, we can win people to Christ. And we need to support missionaries so they can go into other countries and everything. But understand this. And please, whatever you do today, don't miss this. Jesus is exercising His authority. He says, all power is given to me. Therefore, He says, go ye. Ephesians 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, there's our word again, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. I mean, all power, he says, is given to me. All authority is given to me. Far above all principality. Far above all earthly power and authority. Far above all might of military or whatever strength there might be. Far above all dominion. He says, all power is given unto me. 1 Peter 3, verse 22. 1 Peter 3 and 22. And here the Bible says, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him. Talking about Jesus. Now He says, I have the authority in heaven. I have the authority in earth. He said, I tell angels to do this and they do it. And I tell an angel to do that and the angel does that. He said, I am the authority. All power is given unto me. Therefore, go. Therefore, go ye. You say, yeah, but I'm a little nervous. But no, you don't have to be nervous. I'm the authority. He says, I'm in charge here. I've got this thing under control. I could send angels to help you. I could send angels to get Peter out of prison. Amen. I could send angels to get you out of your trouble. I can take care. Why? Because all power is given unto me. I understand, folks. We live in a, you know, they're talking about laws against soul winning, laws against handing out tracts, laws against, you can't do this, you can't do. Listen to me. He said, I'm the authority here. He said, all power is given to me, Jesus said. And he said, I'm telling you, go ye. You say, well, but missionaries, it's going to cost a lot of money. Jesus said, I'm the authority here. I'm telling them, go ye. Amen. Amen. What's good? I'm having a good time whether you are or not. Look, the power to command the angels. Notice the power of the judge. Look at chapter 5 and verse 22. Chapter 5 and verse 22. You say, what book? That's a good question. If I'd have written it down, I would tell you. I'm trying to find it myself. I have no idea what book, but I'm going to look through all of them because it's good. Amen. I'm guessing that's not it. Anyway, it's good. Several places we see that Jesus is the judge. If you find it, let me know, all right? It's chapter 5, I know that. I was excited when I was writing all this down. Listen, try to think, if you will, of a courtroom. How many of you ever been to court? A lot of people, I don't really don't want anybody to know about that. But try to think about this, all right? So you have in a courtroom, you have an accuser, all right? This is a person who is accusing. Typically, that would be the prosecutor. And he's saying, you did this. Now, in our lives, the Bible says the devil's the accuser, all right? And the devil is the one who accuses you of doing things. Isn't that something? He whispers to you to do it, and he says it'll be okay. And then as soon as you do it, he goes and tells on you. That's how the devil works, okay? And by the way, when he accuses us, guess what? He's right. It's one of the only times the devil's right. But when he accuses you and I of our sin, he hit the nail right on the head, didn't he? Yeah, because you did do it. And imagine this, in the courtroom, he says to the judge, he says, Judge, he says, Your Honor, you need to understand, this person did this wicked thing. And you know, honestly, there's nothing you can say, because you did it. You did it. But you know, the Bible says in 1 John, but we have an advocate. And the advocate, who is the defense attorney, that's what an advocate is, he represents us, okay? And he's going to represent the sinner before the judge, and as the advocate, he's going to stand up and say why we're not guilty. You say, well, I hope he recognizes what a good person I am. No, you really hope he doesn't recognize that. Because the Bible says our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. What you hope he recognizes, and he always does, and he always will, because he's God. And that is, he recognizes the nail prints in his hands. He recognizes the sacrifice that he made when he died on the cross. And the advocate stands and says, I died for this person. My blood was shed for this person. But you know, the interesting thing about this courtroom scene that I always get excited about is the fact that the advocate is also the judge. And the judge says, not guilty. Do you know, every time for the Christian, it's not guilty. Does that mean you didn't do it? Oh, you did it. I did it, but it's not guilty. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And it always is not guilty. Over and over and over and over and over, the devil accuses, hey, Tim Cook did this! Jesus stands and says, I died for Tim Cook. My blood was shed! And then Jesus says, as the judge, not guilty. Every time. He has the power of a judge. He has the power to declare us righteous based on his own sacrifice. He has the power to say, not guilty. He has the power to say, the blood, my blood, has been shed so that they could be found not guilty. The power to pardon. The power to show mercy. The power to show grace. He has the power of a ruler. He is the King of Kings. and Lord of Lords. We say that so casually sometimes. Do you understand? King of Kings means He's King over all kings. Now, I don't care who the ruler has been or is, He is King over that ruler. And the rulers that have been and the rulers that are, my Bible says, their heart is in His hand. And He turns it whichever way He chooses. Listen to me. He has the power, the authority over all kingdoms. He has the power of an owner. Amen. Bible said back in John chapter 3, we looked at it. And God has given Him, the Father has given Him all things. And so Jesus says to the Son, do this. He says to the moon, I want you to do this. He says to the stars, I want you to do this. He'll tell a star, I want you to fall. I mean, He commands the river. He commands the ocean. He commands the mighty earthquakes to shake this earth. He commands the storms. He's the owner of it all. Amen. He is the authority over heaven, the authority over earth. He has been given power, authority. He has the power of a master. What do you mean? I mean, I'm talking about the same power that caused the ravens to feed Elijah. I'm talking about the same power that told the donkey to stop Balaam. I'm talking about the same power that sent a whale to swallow Jonah when he backslid from the Lord. I'm just saying, He has all power, all authority given to Him. The power of a master, the power of an owner, the power of a judge, the power of a king, the power to do anything. He said that to His disciples because He wanted them to know, I have this authority. Go ye. Go ye. What is it that helps a missionary to leave everything behind that is here? Their home, their family, everything they have. Go out and raise money and raise support and then go perhaps to a foreign country or somewhere away from what is so comfortable to them. It's Jesus said, go ye. I have the authority. You say, but things could be tough in Africa. Jesus said, I own Africa. Oh, you don't understand. Things could be dangerous in India. Jesus said, I'm in control over India. Somebody said, well, yeah, but China could be a tough place. Yeah, but Jesus said, but all power, all authority is given to Me. And you know what? It's given to Him over your neighborhood too. And He's the authority over where you work too. You say, oh no, my boss, he's an atheist. Oh yeah, but the owner of it all isn't. Because He has all power. Look, hey, listen to me. The United States of America, God is still in control. He is still the authority. The Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, they've taken His name off everything. Oh no, His name is still written down. He still has the authority. He is the authority. I don't care where it is, in heaven and in earth. On this, the face of this earth, somebody says, well, you know, they've removed Jesus. They can't remove Jesus. Jesus may remove Himself. They can't move Him. He is the authority. Nobody can. He's the authority. He is the power over all. Everything. Every bit of it. See, the small g gods have no chance. No chance at all. When I talk about the small, I'm talking about people's little idols they put on their shelf. I'm talking about people that worship the sun. He commands the sun. I'm talking about people that worship cows and you know, it's amazing. I mean, I've had cow on my plate a lot of times. Never thought about worshiping it. Huh? I mean, listen to me. The small g gods don't stand a chance. Like the Philistines' god Dagon. You know? I mean, oh, you know Dagon. He's so... They put the Ark of God in the presence of Dagon. The next morning, Dagon's on his face. They said, wow, we better set him back up. Can you imagine? Aren't you glad you don't have to prop your god up? Aren't you glad that our God props us up? I mean, they had to prop him back up because he was bowing to God. And they set Dagon back up, and the next day, His head was chopped off and his hands were removed, and the Bible says he was a stump. I'm so glad my God's not even possibly made a stump. But the small g gods, they need to understand that he has all power. He has power over life in the resurrection. What do you mean? Look at John 17 and verse 1. John chapter 17, verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Wow. Power over life. Yeah. And it's all available in Jesus. All of it. It's not available in religion. You're not going to find that in religion. You're not going to find that in works. You're not going to find that in anything that man produces. That power is given to Jesus. He said, all power is given unto me. And, you know, the Lord has the keys. Keys mean a lot. Do you know that? Keys are exciting. I remember when I went to college down in Pensacola, and I worked maintenance, and they gave me an E key. That's what it was called back in those days. The E key was a prized possession. Why? Because it got you into everything back then. I can't imagine. There's so many doors now, it's unbelievable. But I had an E key, and I was a big shot. I remember the first day I got my E key, I just stared at it a little bit. Everything is available to me. I can go anywhere I want to go with an E key. And I was a big shot, honestly. And guys would want to play a little basketball, and they'd say, don't you have an E key? Well, I don't want to brag, but actually I do want to brag. Yes, I do. And I'd pull out the E key, you know, and we go shoot baskets in the gym because I had an E key. And there's something about having a key that gets you in all these places. Boy, there's power in that. Look at Revelation 1, verse 18. Revelation 1, 18. The Bible says, I am he that liveth and was dead. Amen? That's the resurrection. I am he that liveth and was dead. Who else could say that? Huh? I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. By the way, he also had the keys to heaven and life, as we find out later. Huh? He said, all power is given unto me, and I have the keys. I have the keys to hell and death. I have the keys to life. He said, and that power is given to me. I'm the authority, he said. Hey, listen, Brian, if you're saved and you're a Christian, that power is available. That authority, he said, I'm telling you, go ye. I'm telling you, run your buses. I'm telling you, have your RU program. I'm telling you, go soul winning. I'm telling you, send missionaries. Support missionaries. Well, what if somebody doesn't like it? Doesn't matter. He says, all power is given to me. Go ye, therefore. And we have the authority of his name. You say, what are you talking about? Well, let me show you. 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1. Again, many, 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 many verses. Too numerous, but we're going to look at a couple. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Whose mind? His. Why? Because he beseeches us by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His name. There's power in his name. You know how it is. You need a loan at the bank, and somebody works at the bank that you say, just tell them, give them my name. Really? What's that mean? Just give them my name. And you go in and you're talking to them. You say, you know, I need this. And they say, well, it doesn't look good. And you say, oh, by the way, so and so sent me. And they say, Oh, yeah? Really? Yeah, they said to mention their name. Really? Well, sure. Yeah, we can. Oh, yes, we could give you that loan. Sure, 25%, but no. But you know, the name, it's that name. And he says, hey, listen, I beseech you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because that name is power. Because he has the authority. By the way, he says that we speak the same thing, there be no divisions. He said, get that all worked out, okay? Because this is his name. Chapter 6, verse 11. That's good stuff. Chapter 6 and verse 11, it says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed. What were we? Let's look at it real quick. Thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, and such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. His name. His name. Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Ephesians 5 and verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? He's the authority. He's the one that made it happen. He's the one that commanded the angels. He's the one that talked to the sun. He's the one that spoke to the moon. He's the one that directed everything. And it's all in His name. His name. That's, folks, honestly, have you heard any kind of legislation to stop people from saying anything about Allah? I haven't either. I haven't heard anything about them trying to stop using the name Jehovah. Now, I'm not making light of the name Jehovah. I'm just saying this. Why is there such a fuss over using the name of Jesus? You want to know why? Because they're challenging His authority. Who's doing that? Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist. I'm not saying the Antichrist is here on this earth now. I'm just saying that spirit has been on this earth a long, long time. And that spirit wants you to forget His power, His authority. He is the authority. Amen. Well, but there's new laws. And, listen to me. His command is based on the authority to give the command. And He has that authority. Any question about it, look at Philippians 2. And I will move on. I promise. Philippians 2, verse 9. Philippians 2, verse 9. Boy, you ought to mark these verses. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him. Watch this. And given Him a name which is above every name. Above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Why is that? Because He has the authority in heaven and earth. And that every tongue should confess. And mark my words, folks, every tongue will. Every tongue will that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Go ye therefore on the basis of all power is given unto me, Jesus said. Go ye therefore. Yeah, but somebody's not going to like it. Doesn't matter. I'm the authority. On the basis of my authority, he says, go. Real quick, look at Nehemiah 2. I love this. Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. And verse 7. I love the book of Nehemiah. I really do. And this is all, I always get excited when I read this. Nehemiah, of course, is wanting to rebuild the wall. in Jerusalem. We've been through this several years ago, and many of you are familiar, but I want to update some folks. And God has laid on his heart to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem, and it's been quite a process. And so now Nehemiah has to get the king's permission. And it says in verse 6, "It pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river." Why? Well, because the governors might try to kill him. The governors might question what he's doing. The governors might, they might not like what he's doing. And it says that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. So instead of having their resistance, I'm going to have their help. And he says this in verse 8, he says, "And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me." And so the king, he writes out these letters, okay, and seals it with a king's seal, and nobody can mess with that letter. You understand? And verse 9, "Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters." Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me, but I guarantee the captains and the horsemen didn't mean near as much as the king's letters. And so when he came to a country and they said, "Hey, who says you could come through here and do this?" He just shows them the letter. And when he came to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, and he says, "Wow, I like this tree. Maybe he's X-ing the trees that he wants." And Asaph, "Wait a minute, who do you think you are?" He just holds up the letter. And Asaph says, "Oh, yes, sir. You just pick them out and I'll cut them down." Now, folks, it doesn't take anybody really bright to figure out that we've got the letters. Amen? He's the authority, and he wrote the letters. Why are we so afraid to read the Bible and to speak the Bible and to give out the Bible? This is from our authority, and he's the authority over all. "Well, Nehemiah, who do you think you are?" Here's who I know I am. I'm just a cupbearer. That's all I am. But how about this signature? Ooh, that's the king. Yeah. Folks, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, says, "Go ye." Huh? Go ye. Why are we so afraid to hand out a tract? Why are we so afraid to tell people, "Hey, here's what the Bible says"? You know what God's saying? God's saying, when they question your authority or when they don't understand, just tell them. "Who sent you?" And show him what he said. I mean, honestly, that's really what soul winning is. That's what the Great Commission's all about. Totally. It's his letter, his power, his authority. Number one, his power. Number two is his plan. And just very simply, he says, "Go. Go." By the way, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." By the way, if we're going to reach all nations, all the world, as it says in Mark 16, there's going to have to be some going. Amen? There's going to have to be some going. There's going to have to be some going now, and there's going to have to be some going later. And there's going to have to be training up of people that'll go right out of here. Hey, if they won't go in their own town, they surely won't go to Africa. There's going to have to be some going. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. He has the authority. No, nowhere can stop you. Do you understand that? Go everywhere. He has the authority. He's told us to go. What's he told us to do? Teach. It's interesting. Teach is used here very, very clearly. And teach all nations. But it's a different word in verse 19 than it is in verse 20, just like we would understand teaching in a lot of different ways. Well, here it comes from the word, the first teach here is comes from the word mathetes, which means disciple or to make disciples. That's talking about soul winning. Teach them how to be saved. Teach them how to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ so they can be saved. Tell them. Tell them that they're sinners. Tell them that the wages of sin is death. Tell them that Jesus paid the price for their sin. Tell them that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Teach them. Make them into a disciple. The authority said we could do that. Well, you know, it's not very popular. It doesn't matter what's popular. Our authority told us we that's what we're supposed to do. Teach all nations. Well, what if it offends them? He said, teach them everything that you are to teach. Make them disciples. Show them how they can become disciples. Show them how they can get saved. Show them how they can have their sins forgiven. But yeah, but you say that folks are going to get upset. We've heard too much of that. Look at Mark 16. Mark 16 and verse 18. I'm sorry, not Mark, Matthew. I'm getting ahead of myself. Matthew 16 and verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys. There's those keys. Isn't that good? He said, I'm going to give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that awesome? I mean, I remember how excited I was to have the E key. That's nothing compared to these keys. And he said, I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, he says, I'm going to pass on my authority to you. I'm giving you the keys. What are the keys? The gospel. I'm giving you the keys. And so wherever it goes, people will be loosed from sin. But wherever it doesn't go, they're going to be bound by sin. My question this morning, are you using the keys? What are we doing with the keys? What are we doing with the gospel? I remember when I had my E key, I used it. Of course, I had to for my job, but I used it other times too. To get into things, especially the gym, to play basketball. Enjoyed that. You see, I got my key. I locked it up. I didn't want to lose it. You know, honestly, try that with the keys to your car. Lock those up and don't use them because you're afraid you'll lose them. By the way, some of you should be afraid you'll lose them because you do lose them. But those keys are to be used. Jesus says, here's my authority. I'm passing my authority to, here's the key right here to heaven. And to not use it is literally to use a key to hell. And wherever the gospel goes, people can be loosed from their sin. And wherever it doesn't go, they're bound by their sin. And the command was, take these keys and go to all nations. All of them. And that's missions. And that's why we have a missions conference. Every phase of Berean Baptist Church needs to use the keys. Everything we do should be about the keys. Amen. Not Will and Paula, but the keys. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything. Amen. I mean, Berean Baptist Academy is training young people to use the key. Amen. I want them to learn English because you'll be more effective using the key. I want them to learn math because you can be more effective using the key. But if you learn English and you learn math and you learn science and you learn history, but you don't use the key, then you're disregarding the authority that gave you the key in the first place. He says, teach all nations. That means make them disciples, baptizing them. Amen. The word baptize is to immerse. Baptizing them. Who? Those who become disciples. We don't baptize those who aren't disciples. Baptizing those who get saved. And identifying them with the Godhead in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that identifies, that baptism identifies them with the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's for believers only. And we shouldn't be ashamed. And then he says this, teaching. That's not the same Greek word. And again, you don't have to know Greek, but understand, this comes from didasko, which means to instruct. It's what we usually think of when we think of teaching. The first one was to make them disciples, but you do that by teaching them what the Word of God says and how to become a disciple. But in verse 20, he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Show them how to do what Jesus commanded that we do. And that's what we should be doing. We should be using the keys to get people saved. Then we baptize them, and then we teach them how to obey what Jesus commanded. Teach them to obey Him who is the authority. So we just teach them the Ten Commandments. Oh, there's a whole lot more than Ten Commandments. We just teach them what He said. By the way, it's hard to get people to do the things you don't do. And sad to say, that's why churches are failing. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. His plan is very simple. Go, teach, baptize, teach. Go, win them to Christ, baptize them, teach them. And he says, I have the authority to tell you to do that. I have the authority to enable you to do that. Well, what if somebody gets upset? Just like Asaph might not have been thrilled about giving Nehemiah all that wood. But the letter said, this is what you do. God's authority. Now tonight I'm going to talk about a different kind of power. And that is certainly different. But His authority is everything, folks. He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. His power, His plan. The last thing, number three, is His presence. And this ties everything. Honestly, I don't know how. We have the keys. We have the letter. But he says, okay, if that hasn't helped you, if that hadn't helped you to get on a bus route, if that hadn't helped you to knock on somebody's door, if that hadn't helped you to give out a gospel tract, if those things have not helped you, I want to tell you this much here. Okay? I am the authority, he says. And he says this, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. His power, His plan, and number three is His presence. Lo, I am with you always. I've got His letter, but better yet, I have Him. Always. No matter what, He's always there with me. You say, well, you know, big shots going through a tough area and they have a police escort. I'm sure that makes them feel good. I'm sure they feel better when there's a police escort. But I got news for you. I got a better escort. I mean, the authority, look, He's given us His keys. He's given us His letter with His stamp of approval on it. He is the authority. He has the authority to do that. And then he says this. He says, okay, if that doesn't help you, I want you to know I'm with you. Always. No matter what. All power, all authority is with me. And that's for the believer. And so somebody says, Oh yeah, who says so? You say, he says so. He says so. That's who says so. You know, I'm watching. I invented a word years ago, squeamly. I have no idea what it means because I invented it, I think. You can look it up if you want. But I used it one time when I was preaching. And I was thinking about this recently, how squeamly Christians are becoming today. Yeah, I hear Christians say, you know, those Muslims, they'll die for their God. And it's as if you're saying, that seems so strange. Let me tell you something. Christians have died serving their God too. And we should always say, God, I would die for you. And yet, we're too squeamly to ask God, God, I'll be a missionary if you want me to be. We're too squeamly as parents to say, God, I'd love for you to call my child to be a missionary.
Well, preacher, they won't make the kind of money that they...
How sad. Because over the years, Christians have done that. And say, God, anything, you're the authority. Yeah. And the world says, who says so? Well, I'll tell you who says so. God says so. That's who says so. Who says you can give out those tracts? Well, God told me to give out those tracts. I don't think you ought to be belligerent. You don't have to be. It's like young people in the public school saying we can't pray. Sure you can. You can pray anytime you want to pray. Just don't. You don't have to make a scene talking to God. What are you trying to do? Show off to people or talk to God? You can talk to God any place, anytime, anywhere. Amen. Again, if you're driving your car talking to God, I encourage you not to close your eyes. God's letter is with me. God's keys are with me. And He is with me. All authority is with me. And in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, He says, ye shall receive. What is it? Power. And it's a different kind of power. Because He's already given us the authority. Now He's going to give us supernatural power, dunamis, to do miraculous things. Oh, you mean like make people disappear and make... No. I'm talking about things that really matter. Supernatural power. And so He says this. And now our theme, starting next Sunday. He says, go ye, therefore. And every time you look at our banner, every time you see our little theme, every time you, I want you to think about therefore, on the basis of all power is given unto me. Go ye. I'll tell you, don't feel sorry for a missionary. Don't feel sorry for his authority. Is how they're in Italy. His authority is how they're in India. His authority is how you're here. Go ye. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. It's all about His authority. I wonder if there's someone here today who'd say, preacher, I have never trusted Jesus as my Savior. I've never prayed. I've never asked Him into my heart. I've never asked Him to forgive me. If I were to die right now, I really don't know if I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Anyone like that? Pray for me. I do not know whether I'm saved. I'm not sure if I'm saved. Anyone? Pray for me. How many would say, preacher, I'm a Christian, and God has spoken to my heart about something as a Christian today. Please pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Just slip it up. Pray for me. God is speaking to my heart as a Christian. Father, bless our invitation, and I do pray that You will help us to recognize the authority that You have when You say, go ye. And to realize that really nothing can stop us from obeying that command except us. That's all. We stop us. Help us to take the gospel, the keys, the letter, the word of God, And help us to know that you're with us. And Lord, help us to obey. Go ye. Bless the invitation, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 276, 276, let's all stand. And as we sing, Where He Leads Me, if God's speaking to your heart today and you have a decision to make, you come on the first verse as we sing.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow, follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him, with Him, all the way.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the instruments continue to play. If you need to come, God's speaking to your heart. Something you need to pray about this morning, please come. Go ye therefore. All power is given unto me, Jesus said. Go ye therefore. The powers in heaven, the powers in earth, all power is given unto me. Devil's not going to like it, yeah, but all power. God is, He is the all power. You have a gospel tract with the King James Bible verses on it. That's the Word of God. Why would you hold on to that? Why wouldn't you get that out? You have the Word of God. You carry it. You have it with you. Why wouldn't you give it to people? Show it to people. Tell them, go ye therefore, all power. Amen. All right. Ensemble practice, 4:30, and then 5 o'clock, all the choirs, prayer times, teens as well, 5 o'clock, then 6 o'clock, our evening service, and I trust that everybody will be back with us. Brother Don, close in prayer, please.
Father, we do thank you for the authority that you have to send us. Father, as this message prepares our hearts for the week to come in the missions conference, we pray we might dwell on this theme, the therefore of your command, who you are and who we are. Father, may we truly be your servants, willing to go wherever you would lead, willing to speak to whoever that we would meet of the salvation and the glorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who left his throne to become sin for us, that we might have eternal life. Lord, that message is such a great message for all to hear. Father, not only your power, your authority, but your presence with us, giving us the power to go and to knock and to speak. Father, we pray that you would go with us now and we claim your presence and ask that you would return each one to this place tonight as we gather again in your name.